saying we're in a boring news cycle is an idiot. The world has never been in more danger. It's following the classic path of war planners. We are on the verge of nuclear war. Days, weeks, months. And we have a satanic elite running the West that are completely psychotic and on power trips. Victor Boot, in closing, your emergency message to President Trump, the American people, the people of Europe, the world, about what you think we should do to avert this ongoing game of chicken that's leading us to the verge of ending all life on the surface of this planet. Victor Boot.
Yeah, well, first I want to address to President Trump, you know, it's in his control. If he is a real president and he is really in charge of the biggest and most powerful military in the world, United States Army, and he's not controlled by Israel, look, you can stop this conflict very easily. You don't need to go and talk too much to Europeans. You just need to give the order and cut off the intelligence and cut off the communication, like a Starlink, to the Ukrainians and the old neo-Nazis who are trying to stage this war. And actually, this is becoming a waste of resources and your people and your taxpayer money. Definitely, you've been running on the promise to American people, entire world. There's no more foreign, you know, intervention, no more stupid, lengthy foreign wars. Now, this is time to come back to your promises and deliver on them. So this would be peaceful era if you decide and break away from this globalist who trying to put entire humanity in this endless and eventually, you know, end of civilization as we know it, because there is would be no winners in a nuclear war. But remember one thing, Russia never surrenders. And all attempts to put us in the corner, to force us, and we're going to do the regime change, or, you know, try to attack us with the small arms here and there, destroy our economy, will make you really, really disappointed. We're going to regroup, we're going to attack, and this time, believe me, we have enough strategic weapons to make the score at this game, if not 0-1 in favor of Russia, but at least it would be draw, 0-0, and nobody wins.
Elaborate.
Well, look, again, we don't have any more time left. We need really to start stopping these endless conflicts and prevent the crisis, which is already on all over the globe, because the war in Iran caused a tremendous economic problems for all over the world. Even if it stopped now, still it will reverberate for next, you know, 6-7 months. We have a shortage of the fertilizer all over the world. We're facing a hunger very soon. We're facing numerous conflicts all over. And you've been bragging about this, you know, Nobel Prize that, you know, nobody yet gave it to you. So do what really any proper, you know, believer in the God will do. You know, do what your heart tells you. Don't listen to all these advisors who are trying to tell you, well, you know, let's go there. It will couple days with Iran and we do the regime change. Let's, you know, help Ukrainians. You know, they're going to attack Moscow. Moscow will cause the Russians, you know, to replace the government. You're wrong. It's absolutely wrong strategy. So I think that finally, you know, the voice of truth will prevail. And those people who understand where we're heading, you know, we need to put our differences aside, sit on the one big table, negotiate the rules, you know, sign the new agreements, make, if you want, another Yalta 2.0. You know, after this, you know, let's do the war crime tribunal and punish all the war criminals who've been, you know, doing these enormous crimes against humanity for the past, you know, several years. And then, you know, after this, we need to stick to these agreements, which we can commonly agree with. And then the golden age would be upon the humanity. There's no way around. Or we're facing end of the civilization.
We're about to cross the Rubicon. We haven't already crossed it. Victor Boot, I hope we can talk again next week and we're not all in a nuclear war. Thank you so much. People can follow you on X at Real Victor Boot. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. God bless.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with massive news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'll start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex, This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Okay? Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So we just talked to one of the leading leaders. You want to hear what the Russians are thinking. You just heard it for an hour. And the same psychotic globalists that launched COVID on us and open borders and all the rest of it are launching these wars and expanding these wars. Look at this headline of the London Guardian. Ukraine war briefing. Russia pressures U.S. to clear way for attacks on Kiev. Their foreign minister tells Marco Rubio, Sergey Lavrov, the Washington should evacuate its embassies because Moscow is planning systematic strikes on day 1553. So that's where we are. Total cuckoo town. You have the Israeli national security head saying, we're not going to let Trump in the war with Iran. Okay, great. Well, we're losing that. As I said, we would. I said, very slight chance the mullahs fall. That was the Pentagon, too. And what do I get for doing that? Being right. Oh, I get the Israelis up my ass with the head of the National Counterterrorism, Sebastian Gorka, running it. Total treason. Just like when Obama sicked the FBI and CIA on me. So I just can't imagine the fun I'm going to have from this. I've already had a bunch of stuff happen. Oh, wonderful. Great. So nice. But whatever can happen to me is nothing compared to what's going to happen to us all if this insanity continues. Now, here's what I want to do. We've been focused most of the show for 2 hours on geopolitical and military stuff, and obviously that's the front burner. But I wanted to look at what the left's doing to the West. And while we talk about Trump all day going sideways, what the Democrats are up to. And the state of things here. So I've got more on the Pope and AI. I've got the L.A. mayor's race that I've been sucked into the middle of. This is a microcosm of things. We've got the Islamic ongoing invasion with them bragging they're conquering the West, allied with the establishment. We've got so much to cover this hour ahead of a very special guest I'll tell you about in just a few minutes. That's going to be here. You don't want to miss in the fourth hour today. But I just want to remind listeners again, you're the Paul Revere's. Yeah, Bloomberg and the CIA and the Onion trying to take us over. They haven't. They didn't get InfoWars either. They lie about that. Coming after us, it is your financial support at thealexjonesstore.com that allows us to continue to fight. And it's not like you're just making a donation there. They can do a straight donation or straight contribution there. That's really great because we get the full funds off that. You know, not make the 30, 40% off a product when it's discounted. You're getting great products at the same time at thealexjonesstore.com. And I've extended just one day the buy one, get one free on Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best out there, game-changing. 99% of people feel it within 30 minutes. Clean energy with no letdown. It's so game-changing. So good for your body. Skips oxidation process in the cells and so much more. Buy one bottle of Ultra Methylene Blue, get one free. Buy one bottle of T3, the very best, cleanest iodine. Takes about 2 weeks to kick in with that. Super game-changing. The missing link. It's essential. Without it, you die. Most people are deficient in it. Most cognitive problems and other mental and physical issues are directly tied to iodine deficiencies. Look that up for yourself. Iodine deficiency is the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world, according to the World Health Organization itself. That's the bad guys that make them. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. Buy one bottle of T3, get one free now with the very best bovine colostrum. It's all there. It works because I want you to get it again. You're missing out when you don't get it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, I want to go to a John Bowne report dealing with the total Islamic takeover and the epicenter being places like France and the UK. Then I've got some more clips of what's currently happening there. And then I'm going to get back into all of the other news here today. And also talk about the Theo Von Joe Rogan controversy. That's been going on for 2 weeks, but I wanted it to mature. I wanted to talk to people involved. I wanted to see what was really going on before I go there. You think, well, why does Theo Von Joe Rogan matter? Well, no, it's a microcosm of what's happening in the mind and in politics. So we'll get to that coming up as well. But here's John Bowne's report.
I just think we need to make it clear that there can be no comparison between the Black Lives Matter movement and what we saw on January 6th. There were very limited destruction of property and violence during the uprising.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking unruly, but fires have been started.
Oh boy! Oh boy!
They just threw something on fire, Chris, a firecracker.
No one should be destructing property and that sort of thing, but I understand the anger.
What you are seeing now, these images came and come in stark contrast to what we saw over the course of the daytime hours in Kenosha and into the early evening, which were largely peaceful demonstrations in the face of law enforcement.
On the 6-year anniversary of George Floyd's death, yet another young life has been brutally extinguished, only to be met with a deafening silence from the establishment media. Henry Nowak, an 18-year-old first-year university student from Chafford Hundred in Essex, in the UK, was stabbed to death in the early hours of December 3rd, 2025, in Southampton, after a night out celebrating the end of his semester with friends, having consumed alcohol well under the legal limit. Nowak encountered Vikram Singh Digwa, 23, who was openly carrying a 21-centimeter ceremonial Shastar knife. Court testimony reveals Nowak was chased, stabbed multiple times, including a fatal chest wound, while Digwa had been boasting, "I am a bad man," moments before the attack.
What do you think happened there then? Henry pleads for help. Neighbors overhear him saying, "I've been stabbed. I'm dying." Shortly after this point, Digwa's family arrives on the scene. Video footage shows Digwa saying to Henry, "No one stabbed you, bro." They mock him. Digwa's father asserts, quote, "He's pretending," despite the video showing Henry literally prostrate, lying on the ground, bleeding, with Digwa's father then literally trying to prop him up. They tell police Henry's just a drunken racist, when his blood alcohol level, according to the toxicology report, was below the drink drive limit. Henry repeatedly tries to tell the police, quote, "I've been stabbed," to which a male voice responds, "I don't think you have, mate." Who said that? Digwa, one of his family members, or even more disturbingly, was it one of the police officers?
Nowak desperately, not unlike George Floyd, crying out that he couldn't breathe.
The prosecutor alleges that Digwa did not seek help for the man, did not step in to say to the police, "He has indeed been stabbed by me." He knew he had stabbed Henry. Henry was telling the truth, and he had stabbed him in the lung. And the man, as he lay dying, was saying, "I can't breathe," because he'd been stabbed in the lung. The cops did not believe him, and his assailant, who was claiming to be the victim of, quote, a racial assault, of which there is zero evidence, stood there and watched him die.
A student on a night out is stabbed multiple times with a 21-centimeter long knife. He's lying in a pool of his own blood, literally drowning in his blood. The police come to the scene. Instead of doing everything that they can to save his life, they handcuff and arrest the lad because there's an accusation of racial abuse. This is a scandal. Will the Home Secretary come to the house and say what she's doing to investigate the way the police conducted this matter? And can we have a debate on two-tier policing which is doing so much to undermine respect for the police and for the rule of law in this country.
What makes this case particularly galling is the near total blackout from major outlets that would otherwise amplify similar stories into national crises. Compare this to the wall-to-wall coverage of cases where the racial dynamics are reversed. Far too many to even count. Britain and Ireland must wake up before more Henry Nowaks are sacrificed on the altar of political correctness. The lack of sustained coverage isn't oversight, it's a choice that dishonors the victim and endangers us all. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Remember Arina Zarutska, murdered by a black man who'd been in jail 40 times, 30 plus times for violent assaults, attempted murders, you name it. Turned out the judge that let him go before he killed her, and by the way, he's now not facing, you know, any real charges because he's mentally ill, they say. She owns with her wife the treatment center that she kept letting him out to go to that then got government money. They farm the mentally ill. They farm the psychotics. They farm the homeless. That's why you see them everywhere. And there's plenty of crazy white people running around stabbing people, too. And they let them out, too, because this is all part of their cloud and pivot strategy. But when it's a white person being killed by a black person, these DAs, the rest of them, let them go. And with Irina Zarutska, remember 2 weeks ago, Elon Musk paid $2 million to put up murals of her in cities. They took them down. Because they said it's evil and it's racist to remember a white person that was murdered. And it's the same thing in the UK and everywhere else. There's a I got a study here, 9,000% chance that a third world immigrant, they're mainly from North Africa, they're Muslims or Middle East Muslims, is going to commit a crime or rape. They're military age men. They're brought in, given no jobs. But now that's changing. All over the Western world, they are hiring Muslims as community police. They're creating new police forces that don't have the same standards. You've heard about that here. Oh, defund the police, create community police that are social workers. And they're armed with tasers and guns. And you see the articles for a long time, but now it's everywhere, where New Mexico and Illinois are some of the first states I saw 20 years ago. Now it's everywhere. Municipalities in red states are doing it, are hiring illegal aliens to be police. Well, over the weekend it came out. I looked the actual story up, that a farmer in Ireland, they passed environmental rules a few years ago saying you can't mine out the peat moss that, you know, ships here and they sell at Home Depot and Lowe's. It's great for your yard. They're building all these new facilities for the illegal aliens. Then they militarize them and say that they're local enforcers, and then they go out and take the farmer's land and arrest everybody. And you look at the 50-plus, quote, community police that come to take the property, which are doing all over Europe, the Netherlands, you name it, and they're almost all Muslims. So they're not just bringing foreigners in to vote for them. They're bringing them in to dominate and control. This just happened a few days ago. A farmer in Ireland has been turned out of his own farming by a gang of migrants. The footage below was captured a couple of hours ago, but the situation was still ongoing. This is absolutely beyond belief. And I went and looked it up. It was in the local news. And I noticed when I posted the video, there were a bunch of, quote, Irish liberals going, yeah, they deserve it. Take their land. Remember, Kerry said 2 years ago, our climate change envoy, we got to cut half the farming or we'll starve. I've got to strangle you or you'll asphyxiate. I got to hang you or you'll live. I mean, it's I got to hang you or you'll die. So this is the oldest trick in the book to bring in outside military-age men. They said it's an army. It's an invasion. They built these barracks all over Europe, all over Australia. Look at this. And they're bringing them in. I already played this on the special Saturday show, but just so it's on record, it's like 10 minutes long, and they arrest the farmers and take them away, and it's literally foreigners who can't even speak English arresting Irish farmers. Oh, because we passed a regulation, you can't farm anymore. Here it is. And again, that's the big barracks they hold the invaders in, and they train them up, prepare them. So this is what you're ready for. Remember this clip 10 years ago? I mean, there's thousands of these in Italy where the boats funded by Soros and the UN come in and land at the little town, and the police come and say, you're giving these illegal aliens your property, they're moving in, you're kicked out, including the owner, and they just took it over and they live there. And they house them in hotels all over Europe. And the same thing here in the United States. This is the takeover of our civilization. This is the takeover of our societies. This is war. And 9,000% higher risk of having one of these Muslim invaders in Europe, got the study right here, it's up on alexjoneslive.com, stabbing you, raping you, or killing you, robbing you. And they're brought and they're taught by the NGOs 6 months to a year in the NGO prisons where they're brainwashed. Whites are evil. Europe must fall. Go and do this. Do whatever you want. We'll then hire you to be the auxiliary police. You are going to rule. And I got all these clips of Muslims, new ones, saying, we're here to take over. It's the end of whites. You know, all the shows, BBC, the Vikings are all black. You know, the founding, and the average black person is not bad. They're using them as a set piece. And under political correctness, you can't speak out. Oh, you're stabbed, you're bleeding? We're not going to help you, the police. There's no way this Muslim stabbed you. I'm dying. Blood's everywhere. Sorry, we don't just not report when Muslims kill you or stab you or rape you or kidnap a girl and put her in sex slavery. We won't even give you aid. There have been multiple cases in the UK and Canada where they, in one court case, where they fired the nurse and the court ruled, sure, she's fired. She's banned. It's like 5 years ago. She said a man with a beard and tattoos, 6 foot whatever, comes in and says, I'm here for a pap smear. I'm here to have my cervix checked. And he gets up in the stirrups, and the nurse comes in, and she said he had a large penis. He's wearing a skirt with a large penis hanging out. And he goes, I want you to probe my vagina, and I want you to check for problems in my cervix. She said, you have a penis. She's fired. That's a cult, folks. Guy gets up in the, you know, for the gynecological exam, puts his feet up in the stirrups. And the nurse walks in, there's a dude with a giant penis. He says, what's in the court thing? He says, large penis. He says, check my cervix. She says, you got a penis, buddy. Fired. Same thing. I'm stabbed, blood everywhere. No, you're not. Muslims, I didn't stab him. He's racist, sir. They're like, yeah, you're racist. Bye-bye, go ahead and die. Go ahead and die. Yeah, they pulled up an article. I guess it happened in France, too. It's everywhere. French gynecologist suspended for refusing to treat trans woman. It's everywhere. It's their religion to push us and make us put up with their cult. It'd be like taking a horse into a Ford dealership and saying, I want you to change the alternator on this. And you're like, it's a horse. There's no alternator on a horse. It's not a horse. That's a Ford F-150 2014. Red pickup truck. You're like, no, that's an Appaloosa horse. That's a quarter horse. No, it's not. That's a Ford F-150. Lariat. You're like, no, it's not. It's horse. You'd be like, I told the listeners and viewers, you're racist if you don't say I'm wearing a black jacket. And you're like, that's baby blue jacket. I'm like, no, it's not. My eyes are black. Your eyes are blue. My eyes are black. They 2 + 2. In 1984, O'Brien is torturing Winston. And he goes, listen, I'll say as many figures as you want. He goes, no, I don't want you to see 2 + 2 and not say 4. I want you to say whatever I say, and I want you to actually see it. After months of torture, he finally goes 2 + 2. He goes, what do you see? He goes, I see nothing. He goes, you see 6. He goes, I see 6. Yes, now I've brainwashed you. Now you're done. Now I'm going to kill you. It's about breaking your will. It's about making you submit to them. And I did some research on this. We're going to cover it when we come back. But in Canada, they passed the law a year ago, or almost 2 years ago. A psychiatrist or psychologist, talking about the new priest class, can see you for 5 seconds at a grocery store, a gas station, church, a doctor's office, walking down the street and say, I have certified you mentally ill. It's not like the Baker Act where, you know, you got a reason, the person's acting crazy, and they at least check it for it. No, you disappear for weeks or months, and then it is the psychiatry system there that has killed over 100,000 people the last 2 years, and now they're saying if you're an adult, they'll make the psychiatrist your ward, and then they will kill you. And it's all about setting the precedent. Vancouver researcher detained for involuntary mental health assessment. And it's because he'd been speaking out about communist Chinese infiltrating the town, which on record, even their own military caught 50,000 of them there in fake police stations and takeover. And it turns out he's right about it. And that's what they do in China. Oh, you're mentally ill. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. The guy is an academic, high scores, very well-spoken, good-looking guy. Looks like a Calvin Klein model. No criminal record. And last time, they've just been holding him for a whole long time. And he even got videos out, so they took his phone away. He's just there totally calmly. Here's my whole family saying I'm fine. You lied about that. This woman saw him at a coffee shop speaking to people about Chinese infiltration. There's no way Chinese infiltrate. You're white. That's racist. You're stabbed. I'm bleeding to death. Pool of blood. No, you're not. You're white. This Muslim didn't stab you. Hey, check my cervix. Can't check your dick for certain. I'm sorry, sir. You're fired. That's how this works, folks. It's a cult. They want you to submit to their lies. They have to break your will. It's all coming up on the other side. I really appreciate everybody tuning in today. And we got the professor coming up. This is a very sought-after interview. With the professor. I'll tell you about that when we come back. Stay with us. Oh, and don't forget to share the link, alexjoneslive.com. They hate it when you do that. alexjoneslive.com. Almost all the products you see at the alexjonesstore.com that fund this operation and keep us on air are products that I use, that I like, that are ideas that I came up with. The knives we have, the supplements, the coins of these new Faraday cage, RFID, wallet shields. That's all stuff that I went out and I researched that I thought was cool that I then got Bigley to go out and get. And it took them 6 months, which was actually pretty fast, to get the very wallet that I bought at a nice department store for like $75, $80 six, 7 months ago and really liked because it holds 20 cards, 20 bills. It is high-quality leather and very lightweight, very strong aluminum. This is the wallet for you, folks. It's amazing. We have two designs, 1776 and Don't Tread on Me. Comes in a nice box. Also is a great gift. The new Freedom Shield wallet. The new Freedom Shield RFID wallet is here. It comes in two powerful patriotic designs, Don't Tread on Me and 1776 with a ring of stars. Made with top grain leather and aerospace grade aluminum. This thing is slim, strong, secure, and built for everyday carry for the last years. It holds up to 25 cards and 20 bills, has RFID blocking protection and secure cash strap and quick pull tab access. And let me explain this. I know most of you know this, for those who don't. Thieves and criminals and people that corrupt gas stations and places, they don't just put a fake card reader, it's a real card reader, under the reader so that they're getting your information and then selling it and, you know, stealing your identity. They also can scan with just a device that can be in a briefcase or even a small bag. They can scan your cards and get their information off of the chips. Okay? And so that's why spies, law enforcement, you name it, for many, many years, spies for decades, but law enforcement, everybody else, accountants, you name it, they all have wallets like this. And we're going to come up with a bunch of other great Faraday purses and wallets and bags, because that's something people really want. My marketing research was, I think it's cool, I'm into it. And sure enough, the Faraday bags we've got limited supplies of sell out within days. These are going to sell out very, very quickly as well. I'm cutting this live on air on Wednesday, May 20th, 2026. I would imagine the limited run they got, just 1,000 of each one of the two designs, will probably be sold out in less than a week. So get yours now at theelevationstore.com and fund the operation. They also make a great gift. So I paid upwards of $80 for the one I got and I love. Well, the regular price for these is $69.99, but today, right now in the sale, it's $49. And for VIPs, it's $10 less, $39.20. Now, that's why everybody wants to be a VIP. $30 a month, just like Amazon, you know, Prime, you're a Prime member. You instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, and sales on top of every item on top of the sales. If you're buying anything, be a VIP. And it's not a commitment because it's in your profile. You can one click, unsubscribe anytime you want. Okay, so it is so simple. But then you get all the special deals, the special offers, and then you get the special emails and things, and it reminds you of the great work we're doing. Because I want a long-term relationship with you. I want you to enjoy the products we have. We got a big buy one, get one free sale that ends tomorrow. Flash sale, massive. Buy one T3 iodine tincture, the very best, get another one free. World's Methylene Blue, the very strongest, get one, buy one free. Or mix and match, buy one or the other, get the other free. At thealexjonesstore.com. But while supplies last, get your new Freedom Shield wallet. I know it's going to sell out quick. It's a great product, and thanks for your support. Thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Out on the streets, that's where.
Your boot last hour. Clips been posted to X and to Rumble. Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. But when the whole thing goes up, it is so accurate. It is so dire. I mean, Russia is getting ready to hit European targets where the weapons are being made. They're getting ready to flatten. They already started a Kiev ground invasion. Remember the guy that told you 4 months before it happened, I said they'll invade by early February or late February. They did. I'm telling you, I don't get up here and hype stuff just to hype it and say stuff to be sensational. When I say something, it's because it's going down, or we're on the trajectory for it to go down. So say your prayers and get politically involved or get radiated. Unbelievable. So let's hit this story. And this ties into Theo Von and Joe Rogan and that whole controversy. If you study the old Soviet Union, you study the Nazis, you study tyranny, you know, 150 years ago in the UK, there's movies about it, you know, countless, everything. about psychiatry doing crazy stuff and having really psychotic, sociopathic, evil people, in some cases, running it. I mean, 100 and something years ago, a guy just invents sticking a ice pick into the front of somebody's brain and just stabbing it, the cerebral cortex, and then they'll behave themselves. Yeah, because you just made them retarded. That's lobotomies and shock therapy and, you know, sending high-powered electricity over the frontal lobe, just basically frying it like you're frying an egg or bacon. And you know, trephany, you know, goes back to the old, quote, surgeons just screwing a hole in your brain and cutting a piece of it out. That'll make you behave. So Canada is even worse than the Netherlands. The Netherlands is the second worst in the West. You know, China's big on psychiatric tyranny because it's extrajudicial outside the courts. But in Canada, they've in the last year, they killed 100,000 plus people with euthanasia. They're pressuring people to kill themselves. And when the state makes you a ward and commits you involuntarily, you become a ward of the state. And they're now killing, we've had the experts on it, broken it down, killing patients against their will, euthanizing them, saying, you're mentally ill, you're our ward, we're deciding we're going to kill you. Now, they tried to pass a law last year to do that. There was actually a revolt by doctors finally. They backed off passing a law, but they're already doing it. And so this is no secret. It's just hard for me to even believe this is happening. And now they're saying they're going to start, they have already started killing small children, saying they have a right when they're tricked by a psychiatrist to say, I want to die as young as five to be killed. So they go and they brainwash these people in the colleges. They pick the sociopaths, the people on the power trips, the mad scientists, Bill Gates Jr. types. And then they give them all this power. And then they go out and find all these mentally ill people that have been put on drugs, brainwashed, whatever, mainly white women. The majority of the people being euthanized are white liberal women. And they run TV ads, how beautiful it is, how the government kills them. And so there are a lot of these cases. And you hear the Me Too movement where they admit now 70%+ of police reports of women's rape are fake. Still, it happens for real and is wrong. That really abuses the women that are actually being targeted. But this is similar where you have these psychologists and psychiatrists who can just say you've been assessed. They can just look at you and say you're going to be involuntarily committed. It's not like the Baker Act the U.S. has where it's one day just to check if you're, you know, you got a witness. They say they saw this. They'll be civilly liable. They lied. And that's dangerous enough, though. I've seen some crazy people that needed help. And we used to have a really tyrannical psychiatric system here in the United States. But with the cases that came out in movies like One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, that guy dialed back. Where we don't even have real mental institutions for the crazy people now. They're on the streets. But wealthier people and well-to-do people that the political system wants to target, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, that's who they're now targeting. Same thing in China. So they just scoop you up, grab you, get you for a few weeks, months, drug you, and then say you're mentally ill, and then they euthanize you. So this case of Nicholas Jordan Wagner, he had been putting out, he's a medical student, academic, physicist, he'd been putting out reports criticizing the communist Chinese takeover of Vancouver, and other things. So a psychiatrist reportedly saw him at a coffee shop talking about the Chinese takeover, which they admitted like 2 years ago, 50,000 Chinese troops here in the country, fake police stations they were running, infiltrating the government, Trudeau saying, I want to be a dictatorship like Xi Jinping. China's main production facility now is not Mexico or Venezuela for fentanyl, it's Canada. The government won't prosecute against it. I mean, that's a known thing. But let's say he's crazy and believes there's Chinese hiding under the table. He still has a right to say that. He's not violent. He has no record. Well, they just pull him over and say, hey, you got saw at a coffee shop. You said something you shouldn't have said. You're going in. And this was reportedly weeks ago. And I saw videos, now they're taking his phone away, where he shot him inside there totally calmly talking. Hey, you said my family said I was nuts. I have sworn affidavits here from him. So imagine the power these people have. Nicholas Jordan Wagner, a Vancouver researcher and activist, has become the center of a growing online firestorm after videos of his involuntary psychiatric detention under Canada's Mental Health Act spread across social media. 27-year-old, who posted lengthy claims about Chinese influence operations in Vancouver and government corruption, was taken to a Vancouver General Hospital after a traffic stop involving police and mental health crisis team. Now remember, they put hundreds, well, actually thousands of people in jail, some for years, that peacefully protested the lockdowns. According to videos shared by Wagner himself, Vancouver police officers and members of the CAR 87, a joint mental health response unit, stopped him. See, oh, the secret police don't grab and disappear you, it's the psychologist. Stopped him around 23rd before transporting him, and it goes on from there. There's a whole bunch of people that are being held as well. So the point is that the UK, the Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, they are tyrannies now. There's a timeline of due process activism and British Columbia's mental health. But this is a government that literally leads the way in murdering you and calling it euthanasia. Medically kidnapped man detained him in controversial videos reportedly based on psychiatrist's opinion. And now they want to prove he's mentally ill. Now they want to prove he's wrong. He'll be lucky to make it out of there alive. Because these are cult members, folks, who believe the end justifies the means. Same ones pushing poison shots on you and lying about it. They're the mad scientists. They're the top of the ruling elite. This is the cult. Here's a clip.
Yeah. Okay.
And this is Dr. Emery. He's a resident psychiatrist, yeah. Senior resident. He's on a rotation with the CAR 87. We're part of a program that includes Vancouver Coastal Health and the Vancouver Police.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we go to people when there's different reasons that come up. Every case is a little different, and we go to people to see them where they are. Especially if there's been issues with trying to find them and talk to them. So in your case, I think you were certified under the Mental Health Act just, I don't know how long ago, but like maybe 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. Were you aware of that? Dr. Taylor saw you in a cafe. She didn't certify you. I think you filmed part of it. And then she spoke with your family, got some more information, and you know, you're gonna have to turn that off.
So just one sec. What the officer just told me is that you know, you and I can set up a meeting and we can chat then. So why don't we do that, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not turning the camera off. I have a legal right to keep the camera on. If you don't want to make the appointment now, we can do it at another time. But you know, that's what the officer just asked that we do. So why don't we do that?
So I'm going to certify you under the Mental Health Act. We're going to bring you to a hospital, do testing on you, and you're going to talk to a psychiatrist in a controlled environment because we don't believe that you're going to attend an appointment.
I've never been given a chance to attend an appointment.
So he's certified. He's certified.
Yeah. I've never been given a chance to attend an appointment.
Okay.
What is going on? I was never given a psych eval or nothing. He just looked at me and said, "You're certified."
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know why, but it's up to the doctor. So if you.
But no, he didn't even give me an eval. He just looked at me and said, "I'm certified, man."
I get that.
Please consider what you're doing.
Hit pause. Back it up 30 seconds. This guy is, and I've seen the videos. Now they took his phone away, but. Incredibly cogent, incredibly under control. He's kidnapped, and he is calm. I mean, I would have big problems. And then, oh, you're mentally ill. You don't like being grounded on the street for no reason? Okay, well, this person saw you and one of you certified. I just looked at you and just talked to him for a minute. He's totally cogent. You're certified. Abracadabra. Magic word, baby. Bye-bye. Canada is the testing ground for the worst tyranny in the West. It needs to be liberated. It is. Everything you see in Canada is coming here, folks. You are obsolete. Reminds me of a Twilight Zone episode. And this is what the left's all about. Oh, you don't believe two men can have a baby? You don't believe a man has a cervix? We'll just take your kids. Oh, you're not letting us say your little 7-year-old is really a girl? We'll just take them away. We'll take Elon Musk's son. It's a cult. It's about power. And if they say jump, you say how high. Finish the clip.
And you're going to talk to a psychiatrist in a controlled environment, because we don't believe that you're going to attend an appointment.
I've never been given a chance to attend an appointment.
So he's certified.
Yeah. I've never been given a chance to attend
an appointment.
Okay. What is going on? I was never given a psych eval or nothing. He just looked at me and said, you're certified.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know why, but it's up to the doctor. So if you,
but no, he didn't even give me an eval. He just looked at me and said, I'm certified. Man.
I get that.
Please consider what you're doing, and please think about the fact that I'm more than happy to come in for an appointment. I'm happy to go through and do everything properly. Okay. I've been completely compliant with everything.
Yes, you've been really good.
Listen. Notice the psychiatrist says, I don't think you'll show up for the appointment. It's all magical power. It's a priest class, like ancient priest classes saying, bring us your firstborn to be sacrificed. Continue.
Please think about the fact that I'm more than happy to come in for an appointment. I'm happy to go through and do everything properly. Okay, I've been completely compliant with everything.
Yes, you've been really good at me, Nicholas, but listen, that's his call, and unfortunately we can't
but
go back from that.
He hasn't talked to me.
Get checked out by a doctor.
You're interacting with me at a very regular...
I gotta tell you don't need judges, you don't need juries. It's his... It's over. It's his call. And then people are like, oh, well, maybe they're right. Who knows? Meanwhile, in Canada, you cook fentanyl, you don't go to jail. Meanwhile, in Canada, you stab somebody, you're not white, you don't go to jail. Oh, the tit bar stayed open, Walmart stayed open, but your church, 2-3 years later, they were arresting preachers, holding them in solitary confinement because they opened a church up. The preacher's like, the damn Walmart's open down the street. Doesn't matter, bitch. We say you're not essential. Remember, L.A. said 2 years in, you can have church now, but don't sing, because opening your mouth spreads COVID. But Black Lives Matter, rioting, that's good for the earth. So as he gets out, if he ever makes it out, Nicholas Jordan Wagner, I want him on this broadcast. Since they pulled up the clip, I'll go to Theo Vaughn and tie this in with Joe Rogan in a moment. Let's play that short clip from the obsolete man, Rod Serling, the master of fighting tyranny. Imagine TV like this on today. Here it is. Oh, it's not ready? I saw it. It looked good. Pull up obsolete man. Just go to YouTube. Go to X. Just type in obsolete man. Yeah, here, go ahead and roll it.
Brownie. Obsolescence.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated because he's built out of flesh and because he has a mind.
You've been under investigation, Mr. Wordsworth, for the mandatory period of 1 year and 11 months. You're found to be obsolete. The purpose of this hearing is to make a finding in the matter and make a sentence accordingly. Do you understand that, Mr. Wordsworth? Your occupation, Mr. Wordsworth?
A librarian, sir.
A librarian. Having to do with books.
Yes, sir. Books.
All right, let's stop there.
There are no more books.
Professor Zhang, highly sought after. We'll interview with him in the fourth hour. Really viral information, really smart guy. That's coming up. I'm going to go start going to him here in just a moment. But let me go to Theo Vaughn. I've known Joe Rogan since 1998, been friends since 99. Great guy. But he has this thing where he goes, well, Alex had a mental breakdown in the past. You know, Theo Vaughn's having one right now. He disagrees with something you said. And there's a big backlash against that. And, of course, Theo Vaughn said, no, I'm not suicidal. People tried to spin it. Oh, my God, Israel might kill him now because of Joe. Joe's apologized. Joe didn't mean anything bad by it. But it's the power of this psychological claim. It's this power. Instead of calling you a Nazi, and so you're discredited, now you're just mentally ill. when it's the left that wants to make as many people as they can mentally ill to control them. So here's some of the interaction with Theo Von and then his apology, but it just ties into the public is very, very awake to this and concerned about it. Here it is.
Like, one of my goals is to get off of antidepressants completely, man. I want to feel how I'm supposed to feel so I can have thoughts and actions that, that make me. Man.
So why did you take them in the first place?
'Cause I was in a bad relationship 20 years ago and I was having a tough one to me and then I never got off.
Really?
Because when you get off, I think we talked about this once, it's hard.
Yeah. Once and probably you're addicted to them.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, I've talked to Theo. I apologize to Theo. And Theo and I, we started laughing 5 minutes into the conversation. We had a long talk. But one of the things that he told me was that video, this woman had said to him that she wanted him to make a video for suicide awareness. And so he said, look, I'm just trying to not end my own life. That's a very Theo thing to say.
Yeah.
When you take it in that context, it's not as scary. But when you see it by itself, you're like, oh, Jesus, I got scared. I got scared, first of all, because I love Theo.
So again,
and second of all, because
the internet made this whole thing about Joe. Joe didn't really do anything. And the point is, I've told the story where Joe, like 2+ years ago, said, man, you're a good looking guy. You're going to die of a heart attack. You're your own enemy. You're a fat ass. You need to lose weight. And his buddy, Sean Johnson, his workout partner, goes, I'll start training every morning. 7 a.m., let's go. And you saw what happened. I lost like 70 pounds, gained like 10 back. I'm still in great shape compared to where I was. So that's how Joe is. And he's like, you should get off this stuff. They know in psychiatry it makes you more depressed. They know it's toxic. They know it's bad. They know what they're doing. So the bad guy is not Joe Rogan here. It is the psychiatric system. And his advice to Theo was good. The internet spun it all up. Tried to tie it to Israel somehow. Oh, Joe was doing that. So when Israel kills Theo, they can say it was suicide. I mean, criticize Israel all day. We do, but do it on real things. Don't make stuff up to get there. But that's what's happened. It's a firestorm on the top stories. We should be worried about AI. We should worry about nuclear war. We should be worried about the globalists. Not this type of stuff, but I've addressed it. There it is. All right. Now I'm going to go to this interview with the professor. And then we'll continue on with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. Harrison Smith coming in. Be sure and take his live feeds on Real Alex Jones on X, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live, and alexjoneslive.com/show. That's the news site where you can go there and share the links from there. Whatever you do, take action. That's how we change the world. And I salute you and thank you. But you're the brains, the guts, the heart, the horsepower of this operation. So please take action. And separately, tonight at midnight, we extended it one day. Buy one bottle of T3, the best, cleanest iodine out there. Incredible for your whole body. Get a second bottle free or Ultimate Methylene Blue, the very best Methylene Blue. Buy one, get one free, or mix and match. Get one bottle of T3, get a free bottle of Methylene Blue, vice versa. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. You're missing out when you don't get this. 90%+ reorder on these. These are our best-selling products. I want those of you on the fence to get these now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And be sure to become a VIP. $30 a month, cancel any time, one click. Get $40 spend the store, special deals, special offers, and so much more. Become a VIP right now. And be at the tip of the spear with us, thealexjonesstore.com. Here is the start of the interview with the professor. Well, John Shui Ken is our guest for the next hour. I appreciate him early in the morning being here with us from China. And you got John Kiriakou, who I've been talking to for years, but has exploded, one of the top people now on the internet. And you got him. I mean, I got to say, these two guys right now are dominating, and that's a beautiful thing, because I've been watching this stuff for at least a year or so, but now he's really exploded, and that's exciting. So in this brief segment, some stations don't carry this first five. We're going to break about 4 minutes. We'll join stations after that. I wanted to ask him about just himself, his awakening, and when he started doing public stuff, because I've been aware of him about a year, but it's beautiful to see him in all my feeds. It's beautiful to see the attention he's getting. This is really exciting. Professor's Beijing-based instructor, teacher, host the popular YouTube channel Predictive History. He grew up in Toronto, graduated from Yale College in 99, and he's worked to promote education reform in China ever since. He went viral for three predictions made in 2024. He accurately predicted that Trump would win the second term, that he would start a war against Iran. And with the final prediction that the U.S. would lose the war turning out to be true, it's already happening. So YouTube, Predictive History, predictivehistory.substack.com. So, Professor, thank you so much for joining us. We've just got like 3 minutes to talk about you, and then we'll go to break and join some stations. But, wow, just congratulations, reaching so many people, doing a great job. What do you account for all of this? Just the fact that you got your finger on the zeitgeist?
Yeah, so, you know, like 5 years ago, I knew who you were, and I thought you were this crazy conspiracy theorist. And right now, I'm just catching up to your awakening. And I think a lot has to do with the fact that everyone around the world has recognized that there is something very much wrong with the world. And I'm helping them through the process of trying to create a new worldview that helps them better understand how power works. So I want to thank you for fighting the good fight all these years. And I think the world is slowly catching up to what you've been teaching for the past 20 years.
Well, thank you for that. But I got to say, you've taken it to the next level, because the way you put things, the way you break it down is very, 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 very deep, but also very understandable. What is it like for you? I don't know if you know this, but I mean, when I said that, people know about Candace Owens, great, she's great. Tucker Carlson, you know, good friend, great. But they've been around forever. Tucker, for 30 years, you have just exploded. I mean, what is it like to go from zero to a trillion miles an hour in just a year?
Yeah, so I've had a very classical education. I went to Yale, and I was an English literature major at Yale, and I was taught to think very critically, very rigorously. But I've always had a very mainstream understanding of world events. I always believed that 9/11 was, in fact, a terrorist attack. I believe the moon landing was real. I believe JFK was assassinated by a lone gunman. So I believe all these things for most of my life. And after COVID, I was forced to reimagine the world. And so I used a lot of my rigorous training in order to formulate a better, more nuanced, more subtle understanding of the world. In terms of fame, I'm sort of surprised by how much I blew up online. But because I'm based in Beijing, where I normally speak English, I haven't really felt the impact of this fame. I have three young kids, and I spend most of my time taking care of my kids. I just spent my morning sending my eldest to school, and I had breakfast, and now I'm talking to you. So I'm very thankful for my family, because they kept me very level-headed throughout all this time.
So you're very grounded, which is a good thing. I just want you to know it's not hype. I'm sure. You're probably reaching, I would have to guess, probably 400, 500 million people a week now. I mean, that's conservative. I've looked at the numbers.
Right. I'm not really sure about those numbers, but thank you for the compliment. Yes.
It's big, buddy. That's a low estimate. We're going to join stations in 60 seconds. Stay there. Really blessed to have you. We'll be right back. The Great Awakening's here. Nothing can stop it. Stay with us. His YouTube, Predictive History.
And at midnight, Alex Jones was thrown out and locked out of his InfoWars studio along with his crew after the 8-year-long legal battle trying to shut him down and censor him is coming to a close. And liberal media are celebrating with headlines like this. The lights go out at Alex Jones InfoWars. And InfoWars.com, the domain name, now has a message that just says off air. But these people don't know anything about Alex Jones, because if you just go to alexjoneslive.com, the website looks very similar to the old InfoWars website. And look at there! There is a live feed of his show, the Alex Jones Show, now just not using the InfoWars name, where he is continuing and hasn't missed a beat. If you go to the Apple App Store and the Android App Store and search for AJN Live, you can download the new Alex Jones Live app, where you can still listen to his show streamed live on your phone. Or you can just find and follow Alex Jones on Twitter X, where he still has 4.5 million followers, because despite the lawyer's attempts to try to take his personal account, they failed. And you can see there the live icon around his profile photo shows that he is live streaming the show there on repeat 24/7.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at alexjoneslive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal. AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.